It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
He was a little man, stood a little over 5 feet tall, weighed not much more than a young boy. But when he rose to speak, crowds numbering in the thousands would listen in awe as he preached. Thousands upon thousands responded to his plea. As a child, he barely escaped death from burning. Some enemies of his father set fire to his home. As the family escaped, they thought all the children were safe. His mother looked back at the burning house and saw his face filled with fear pressed against a window. Some neighbors went to his rescue and pulled him from the burning house. Even though he had 18 brothers and sisters, only 4 younger than he, there was still enough love to go around for him. His mother constantly saw to it that she spent some time alone with him as well as with each of her other children. His father was a preacher, and the family had a hard time just managing to get by. As an adult, he entered the ministry and served well in the service of Christ. He came to America to preach before the United States of America came into being. Failing in his preaching ministry in America, as well as being rejected in a love affair, he packed his bags and headed home for England, a dejected man. Soon after he had returned to England, he had an experience with the Carpenter of Galilee, which was not only to drastically change his life, but altered the lives of millions of other people around the world. He became so fervent with his preaching that one of the churches where he preached informed him that he was not to preach in the church again. The church was like most of the churches in England at that time, cold and formal. It wasn't long before he received notices from other churches in England that he was not to preach in them again either. And in time he found that all the churches were closed to him, and the Church of England, of which he was a member, no longer had a place for him. He was invited to preach in the open countryside to the common folk, but declined. He thought it beneath his dignity and the dignity of the good news he preached to preach in the open air. One day, however, he swallowed his pride and went into the open air to preach. It was the beginning of a way of preaching which he would follow for the rest of his life. Not only did this man influence the religious life of England, but he also fought for and helped secure better social conditions for the poor people. His followers wanted him to withdraw from the Church of England and began a new movement, but he never consented to it. He died refusing to part with the Church of England, even though the Church of England refused to have him. John Wesley fell in love with the Galilean fisher of men at Aldersgate. This meant he fell in love with the people also. Finding the doors closed to him in the place where he wanted to proclaim the good news, he turned in another direction where his Creator had opened the door. It's an example we could still follow. For you see, when one door closes, God opens another one.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.